I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The process is different from other forms of art making. In painting a portrait, the usually solitary artist is required to establish a relationship with his or her subject, a face-to-face personal interaction. Santa Fe artist Ben Haggard has taken that relationship several steps further, a series of portraits reflecting interaction with an entire community. It's called Faces Santa Fe. Ben, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
This series includes how many portraits?
The entire series in Santa Fe was about 200 paintings. It's going to be showing at Site Santa Fe, and the curators there selected 65 out of the 200 paintings. So it's about one-third of the whole project.
And these are individual, not group portraits.
That's right. And they're fairly good size, 24 by 32. They're all exactly the same size. They were all painted with exactly the same palette and exactly the same process in exactly the same time frame. So there were little ground rules I set for myself. It was like a game to try and create conditions where the boundaries of it were set, and that left me free to just be interacting with the person who was sitting in front of me.
And what was that time frame for each individual portrait?
Well, I asked people to allocate 2 hours for a session, and I would paint a sketch, which took me maybe 20 minutes to 30 minutes, and then we would rest for a few minutes, and by then people would have a chance to get used to the experience. And then the second painting would take anywhere from 45 minutes to maybe at the outside an hour. And it's typical for me. I work very, very fast. The style is called a la prima. It means that you do it all at once. So for me, it's all in a breath. I try and catch that first image and hold it in a kind of trance-like state until the painting's completed.
How did you round up these subjects?
Well, it was conceived as a social networking project. So I started with friends and family in Santa Fe, and then I invited them to invite friends and family. And so little by little, within the first week or so, I was meeting people I'd never met before.
The subjects, in a sense, are linked.
They're all linked, yeah, through a social network.
And the process is a bit like how we gather relationships in life.
Yes, exactly.
Why did you set this project in motion?
Actually, I came into it through the back door because I could never get people to sit for portraits. And the reason for that is portraiture is it's a kind of antique form. It was always associated with wealth or power. So whenever I would ask people to sit for a portrait, they never understood why. There was always this kind of unspoken negotiation around, well, are you expecting me to buy the painting? What's this about? So when I suddenly had this inspiration, this aha, that I could do it as a social networking phenomenon, that I could actually be painting a community rather than individuals, it opened the door to people participating in a way that allowed them to be contributors.
Generally, portraits originated with the subject,
right,
rather than with the painter. So you were reversing this subject, and that might be one of the reasons people were a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, in a way. And although in this case, they would call me up and volunteer, right? So it turned it back around in a way that was appropriate. People would say, I want to be part of a community representation of Santa Fe. And so I met all kinds of people through this project. I mean, every different age, every different background, people who had been in Santa Fe their entire lives or multiple generations, and people who had been there 2 weeks.
And what is the difference between the relationship that you would maybe strike up with one of these people at a party or on the sidewalk in Santa Fe and the relationship you would have as a painter and a subject?
Well, I'm an intense introvert, so I wouldn't strike up a relationship at a party. So what's interesting about sitting for a portrait like this is it's a very intimate experience with someone that you hardly know. And that gives it some of the energy and some of the challenge of it. For me, it's challenging because I'm exploring an entirely new landscape. I'm exploring something that's very complex immediately in the moment, and I have to trust my instincts. It's one of the reasons why I made the ground rules for the project so fixed, so that I could walk into each session without having to make choices other than how I'm going to respond to what I'm seeing in front of me. The other thing is that most people have never sat for a portrait. It's not a common thing. People have sat for photographic portraits. Everyone's been photographed, but very few people have been painted. So for many people, this was one of their first encounters with a painter in his studio, having an experience of being seen in this very intimate yet impersonal way. What I'm trying to do is see the visual experience rather than the personality of the person in front of me. So I'm not particularly interested in surfaces and details. I'm interested in what is the overall light experience that I'm having, and how do I capture that, translate it as quickly and directly as I can through my body onto the canvas. The same would be true if I were doing a still life or a landscape or a portrait. I'm experiencing an energetic phenomenon. And it's only afterwards, when I step back with the person and look at it, that we see, hopefully, some core aspect of who they are reflected in the canvas. It's not a likeness in any ordinary sense, but often they're very accurate in terms of what they say about the person.
Let's talk a little bit about what visitors to Site Santa Fe are going to actually see. There are going to be four walls that are covered with your portraits. What is the experience going to be like for people?
Each of these paintings is fairly large, so it's maybe double life size. They're mostly headshots. So you've got all different kinds of expressions and different kinds of postures and attitudes reflected in the paintings. But, of course, the hand is the same all the way through it, so that you can see a through line all the way through the paintings. And that, I think, it creates an additive effect, that you begin to see, oh, there's one particular way of seeing the world here reflected through all of these different ways of living in the world.
How will the experience for the viewer be different to see multiple portraits on a wall facing them rather than looking at a single portrait one at a time?
I think that one of the things I was after was trying to capture the aliveness, the life of Santa Fe, not by being comprehensive, not by being particularly inclusive. Whoever showed up, I painted. But as a result, you get quite a cross-section of the community. And so there is an experience of, I think, community. Also, it was always my intention that when this project got exhibited, it would evoke a community response. So there are a lot of people who participated. Hopefully, a lot of them will show up. They'll bring their partners, their families, their stepmother, or their whatever. So every time it's been shown, I showed it several times while it was a work in progress to encourage more people to participate. Every time that we showed it, it turned into a kind of party. And people would be arguing over their painting about whether it actually looked like them or not. Most people think that the paintings don't look like them, but their families think they do, just so you know.
That shows right there that the way you think of yourself and the way the rest of the world looks at you is often quite different.
Right.
Is this project that you went through more about the process of doing it or about the result?
It's always about the process for me. I always think of my work as sketches. There are paintings that are finished. There are paintings that I'm very fond of, but I don't set out to create a painting. I'm always engaged in the process of painting. And then I'm lucky when something turns out as a byproduct of that.
That's a very healthy relationship, I would say.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. I used to be very critical of the work, and I would destroy 90% of what I produced. And one of the things that I did with this portrait project is I ruled that out. That's another one of the ground rules. I had to accept every painting on its own terms. And I did. And it sort of broke me of the habit of being so critical.
So it was the staff at Site Santa Fe that did the...
They got to do the critique. And it was fun actually watching them go through and saying, what's in, what's out. I couldn't have done it myself.
Nor would you have wanted to.
No, I did not want to.
What were you surprised to learn about yourself or about this process while you were working on this project?
The first thing that really took me by surprise is how provocative and at times difficult being painted in this way was for the sitters. A fair number of people actually found it very challenging because it has big psychological implications, I think, for people. It is a deep seeing that's going on. And if you aren't happy with what you see represented, if this is somehow supposed to capture something of yourself and you're not happy about it, and yet it is coming out of a process of deep seeing, that creates all kinds of dissonance. And it made me realize I had to create a little bit more of a safe container for each person who came in, give them a little bit more of a warning of what to expect, reassure them that it was quite all right to not like the painting, all of that sort of stuff. I learned that through the process. I'm much more comfortable and welcoming introvert as a result of going through that with them.
So, in other words, the process that you're talking about as process being important was not just your process, but the learning process for them, too. Yeah.
And that was intentional. I wanted people to come into a painter's studio and have an experience with a painter.
Artist Ben Haggard has created a painted collective portrait, Faces Santa Fe, 65 individual portraits of local residents. It's on display at Site Santa Fe through February 13th. For information, go to sitesantafe.org. Ben, so great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.